What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 85 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. My name is Joshua. I'm your host. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 2020 Nissan GT-R, and this is kind of a big deal. I am now officially a fan of the GT-R. So everybody that likes imports and JDM and GT-Rs, don't hate on me. I like it now. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, to kick this episode off, I truthfully and honestly, please do not crucify me over this, even though I'm a big car guy. I have never been a fan of the Nissan GT-R. I just haven't. The car has never struck me as appealing or cool, and I've never had an attraction to it. I've just never been a GT-R person. I know it's a great car. I know it's a phenomenal car. I know it has a racing heritage. I know it's huge in the car world and the tuning world and import cars and the JDM era of the car world. It just wasn't me. But now, this 2021, guys, I'm a fan. I officially like the Nissan GT-R, so I hope the GT-R and Skyline and Godzilla community, I hope you guys will accept me. Please don't hate me. Please, just give me a chance. I'm now starting to see the light of the Nissan GT-R. But like I said, everybody, let's go ahead and just get right into things. So getting to the car itself, overall, the 2020 Nissan GT-R, it's a bit more aggressive. It's more powerful. It's more edgy. It looks better. Also has an increase in price, too. As the cars get better, obviously, over time, they get improved and perfected. Price is going to go up a little bit as well. Cool thing about this 2020 GT-R is because this is the 50th anniversary of the GT-R, Nissan is actually offering a limited production of 50th anniversary editions. So for an additional $8,500 on top of the sticker price, if you choose, you can have Godzilla featured in three variations of two-tone colors on the exterior with added decals and livery from the GP Racing Series. Pretty cool, actually, if you're into that kind of thing. Mainly, the 50th anniversary edition will be featured and available on through the GT-R, the GT-R Premium model. Now, there are different model types, getting right into those. Nissan has officially removed and kicked the Pure package from the lineup, which thus leaving three left. You have the Premium as the new base, you have the Track edition, and of course, you have the lovable and the needed Nismo. So getting to the very first base model, well, I shouldn't say base, but the entry-level model, the Premium package. Starting at a price of $113,540, you're going to get 565 horsepower and 467 foot-pounds of torque from the 3.8-liter V6 that is equipped with the GT-R. Your turbos are going to be a bit more refined in this model. You're going to have brand new 20-inch forged wheels. You're going to have a brand new titanium exhaust tips. You're going to have new headlight inlay colors, and you're going to have an actually pretty well nice hand-stitched interior. One of the reasons I wasn't really a GT-R fan initially is because I felt like when you hopped to the interior, everything was just so plastic. It seemed like really cheap. I felt like I was in a plastic box. But again, no offense, Nissan GT-R community, don't hate me. I'm just being honest. But it seems like Nissan did address that. It is a much more better, higher quality interior. One of the things you get is the hand-stitched. Moving on to the second model, the Track Edition. Starting at $145,540, basically a $30,000 bump. Your power is up to 600 horsepower and 481 foot-pounds of torque, which is going to be similar to torque from the Nismo edition. The Track edition of the GT-R is going to feature a newly tuned engine plus newly tuned suspension. You're going to have Recaro race seats in the vehicle. You're going to have more carbon fiber throughout the entire car. You're going to have reduced weight in the car. They lightened it a little bit. And you're going to have increased stiffness in the suspension for overall better handling. Now, finally, the Big Mac Daddy, the Nismo edition of the GT-R, which is, when I saw the images of it, I think is one of the reasons why I'm now a big fan of the GT-R. It is the biggest, most aggressive, most expensive, fastest version of the 2020 GTR that's going to be available, starting at a price of $210,740 is your starting price. Your turbos on this version are specifically tuned for racing and are taken directly from the Nissan GTR GT3 racing car. You're going to have a revised engine tune and transmission adjusting to compensate for the turbos. And weight is reduced much even more than the track edition. And you're going to have carbon ceramic brakes, which are fitted as well. And obviously, the engine is going to be more powerful. Now, I just saw the new Nismo edition coming out, the Nissan Premier that everyone sees. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I just saw the car and I instantly became a fan of it. And I don't mean to say this again for the third, fourth, or fifth time, but JDM and GTR community, please don't crucify me over this. I am new to the GTR family, but I was very critical of the previous GTR. I really was. I didn't like the interior. I felt like it was cheap and full of plastic. I felt the same way about the exterior, although I always did think the front end was pretty cool. I always thought the performance was okay because a lot of the GTRs I did see, they weren't stock anyway. It seemed like everyone that had one just stuck a massive tune on it and giant turbos and you have 1,000 horsepower. But I've taken a step back to analyze the new GTR, take a fair look at it, and it's something I'm genuinely excited about. I actually do like this GTR. I would love to drive it when it comes out if I can get my hands on one and have some fun with it. But it's really cool. I love the exterior. I love the interior. It seems like pricing for what you get is going to be fair. I love the different models and variations that you can go through to improve the car itself. And it's just something I'm very excited about. But I think the biggest thing for me that I did become an official Nissan GTR fan is going to be the looks in general. I just feel like maybe I'm crazy because I haven't really had the eye for GTRs before. Maybe it looks the same. Maybe it doesn't for more GTR experts out there, because I'm sure there's a ton of you guys out there that know way more about the GTR than I do. But from what I saw, I think it's fair enough to say it looks pretty different. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 85. I hope I am welcomed into the GTR family. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, if you're not already on the YouTube channel, feel free to head over to YouTube, The Car 5 Podcast. If you guys like what you see, feel free to browse around. If you like it, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. One of the last things, don't forget, if you're ever looking for your favorite hat, shirt, accessory, jacket from your favorite car company, check out the link in the description, www.tailhook.com. I got a coupon code in there for you guys as well, so you can get your hands on the best authentic brand car merchandise coming directly from the manufacturer. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in episode number 85. We're going to be talking about the Aston Martin DBX, which is Aston Martin's first ever SUV. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.